Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Our player segments brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years with 200 locations nationwide. And also to Aubrey tonight, Aubrey Allen Brand from Bonner Springs, Kansas, our special Hy-Vee Zoom watch parties that she's having in Bonner tonight, a veteran and serves as the senior vice commander of the Veteran of Foreign Wars post in Bonner Springs. But now, let's bring in the center that made the key block for that DeMarcus Robinson touchdown. Austin Ryder is with us. Thanks for filling in for us, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mitch.
You doing okay after sitting here and having 300-pound dudes lean on you all day and trying to hammer Patrick?
Yeah, I'm good. I got an afternoon nap. I'm ready to go now. Recharged.
Well, you're ready to go through the whole night now. Congratulations on an awesome year. And I know Pro Football Focus can drive you crazy. Sometimes it drives me crazy, except when the numbers are good like yours. But your pass blocking rating the last three weeks in that, I just want the kingdom to know. And again, I don't know who grades these. If there's some dude in his basement, I just don't know. But your pass blocking rating has been three of the top weeks in the National Football League for any lineman, including centers, obviously, but 84, 82, and 73 ratings against some really good defensive fronts. Congratulations on a good year so far. What, just kind of walk us through your year up to this point and how it's going for you in the middle.
I think it's the first you've told me of that. I think the coaches have just done an awesome job of they continue to push us. And I would say that's something I've noticed this year more than last year. And it's showing up. You know, it's honestly never good enough a lot of times when we walk in the facility, and that's for a reason. And I think where we're at right now is the product of that. So for you to tell me the pass blocking has been excellent is awesome to hear. I'm fighting out there and trying to do the best I can for the kingdom and my family and everybody else. I think the coaching staff is who I got to credit it to, because they keep pushing us and pushing us and pushing us, and we want to take this thing all the way, and I think that's a big credit right there.
Austin Ryder again, our guest tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. What's been so impressive, Austin, and this maybe is there's been no hangover, no letdown after winning the Super Bowl. It's like we never won it. It's like everybody stays on point. And is that coaching? Is that just guys iron sharpening iron? What has it been? Because this team is as focused as last year's team.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been the coaching. And, not to bring it down or anything, like I was saying, they've just been on us. And it's not like we don't get credit when we do good things. But I think it's just the constant pedal to the floor. I mean, they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And, sometimes we joke around like, man, it doesn't feel like we're 10-1, 11-1, 12-1, 13-1. We're like, man, like feels like we just lost that game after that film review. And that's just kind of how it should be. I mean, you got to keep the foot on the gas right now, and you can let off after February 4th,
Absolutely. And you face some good fronts, but you've also had to deal with some adversity. Assembly goes down, I think week 5, I think it might have been the Raiders game. And so Allegretti has to come in and play. So you got a new guy there. Then Wiz comes back. We get Wisniewski back. You had to play with him against New Orleans and move Wiley out to tackle. Just how resilient you've had to be on the offensive line, and what's it been like working with different guys, especially Nick on your left shoulder?
I mean, it's always tough. You know, you never want to see those guys go down and the next man up. And, you know, I think that's league-wide next man up mentality. Those guys that are twos and threes out there on other teams and our team, you know, you have to be ready to step in at a moment's notice. And, you know, I give credit to those guys because some people handle that situation well and some people don't. And you kind of see that here and there. But I think the guys we have in our room, they focus in on, you know, the little details that we need to know to operate as a unit on the offensive line, all five of us together. And, you know, when Nick steps in, when Mike is out and then Wiley's got to jump out to tackle, you know, those aren't easy things. And credit to those guys that, you know, take that job responsibility and they really want to do well with it and want to see the team succeed.
Again, Austin Ryder with us tonight on our Chiefs Kingdom show. Chiefs get ready to play the Chargers coming up this weekend in Week 17. The bye is secure. The Chiefs are 14-1, first time in their history. Coach Reed has his 14th regular season win. That's never happened for him. But it's getting ready for this week. We'll talk about that with Austin as we close the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Placement is down. Kuz's kick is up. And the kick is up, and it is no good! No good! Kuz only missed one all year! Remember, with the Chargers, he struggled early in his career and thought he would never kick in the NFL again. Younghoe Koo misses only his second field goal attempt of the season. Wide to the right side, and the Chiefs have a 17-14 lead with 9 seconds left.
Oh, boy. I waited. Austin Ryder's with us. You had to be watching that field goal attempt because that thing was lined up going just perfect, Austin. And then the winds of Arrowhead just let it drift to the right. And Coach mentioned tonight that Tano maybe got a fingernail or a hand on it. What about watching that field goal being wide to the right? Because I waited, man, because I was in shock. That thing wasn't good.
That was crazy. From my perspective, I couldn't tell if he missed it or not. So I put the helmet back on. I was like, all right, like, you know, it's overtime. I was trying to get my mind ready for that one. And all of a sudden, I saw Coach Tobe just jumping up, and I'm like, oh my, like this guy gave us a late Christmas present. Holy moly. I mean, he had been like 26 in a row, right?
Yep.
Or some crazy number. And yeah, you know, that you hate for him to have it to be that way, but I thank him. But that was crazy. And I talked to Harrison this morning, and he said Tano thought he got a grazed it a little bit, which would, I mean, it just that little bit of air can kind of send it.
Yeah, Tano with we'll give him partial block. But the Chiefs this week taking on the Chargers, and everybody's kind of wanting to know, the one seed is secured in the AFC. This has been a tough grind, man. You look at go 8-0 on the road and beating the Ravens, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Saints, and the Buccaneers in those eight games. To earn the one seed, what does that mean for you personally, and how do you approach this week?
For me personally, I mean, that was kind of – I think that was a goal. That was probably a goal on the O-line. That was something, probably a goal for the team. Personally, I mean, that's quite the feat. I knew looking at that schedule going into this year, I thought even playing with or without fans, that talented Bucs defense, same thing with the Saints. Some of those late games on the road were extremely tough. But you know, we got some pretty resilient guys in this team, and we got it together. We found a way. It's not always pretty, but the end result we liked.
Well, and you get ready to go into film tomorrow, and then have getting ripped. Like, are we 1-14 or what? So you get mentally ready for that, right? Who's doing the ripping? Yeah. Coach Heck doing that, or is...
It's never good enough. I think all the offensive coaches. I think probably. Coach Bieniemy's probably got some choice words in there too on some plays.
Yeah, leave it to him. You know what's interesting here about Coach Heck, and you were talking about guys being ready. One of the craziest things, and I've seen this now for eight seasons, is he'll go Riders down, Kilgore in, Like, he'll do it, and you're not planning for it, right? I've seen it, whether it's mock game, it'll be in camp, it'll be in OTAs. It's like he's doing this fire drill for real life. How much does that help or challenge you guys?
No, I mean, I think it's rare you get a coach with 12 years of experience as a player himself. I can tell you that because I've had other coaches that never played or only played in high school. And, you know, it's challenging because he knows where he can push us, how he can push us. And the other challenge is, too, you can't really say, oh, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So, you know, you really have to bite your tongue on some of that because it's like, well, he does know. So it's like, you know, it's always the best for us. And I think that's truly on his heart. And whatever he decides to do is always the best for the group and always the best for the team. And I always respect the hell out of that.
Got about a minute left. I want to ask you how you approach this week. You're thinking, do I play? Do I set? Does Kilgore play? What do you do mentally now as you drive to work in the morning early to prepare for this week, whether you play or set?
I'm not sure. We'll have our virtual meeting tomorrow morning, and I'm sure he'll tell us what the situation is, and then my mind will go in that direction after that. So I'm not sure yet. You know, if I have to play, then I'll play. It's not a big deal. It's what my job is. It's what I'm asked to do. So however the chips fall, either way is okay with me.
And then it could be you're going to suit up, and maybe they play Kilgore, but you got to be ready maybe to fill in if somebody goes down. I mean, that's the dynamics of this week, which is crazy, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it'll be interesting after tomorrow to see what they want to do. But it's going to be a great opportunity for some young guys that are going to get to go out there. It's not very often that you get to be able to do this in a regular season game and, you know, kind of see what some of the depth on your roster looks like. So that's an extremely exciting position for us to be in.
Thank you, Austin Ryder, for filling in. Get ready for Week 17 on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.